me tell you about a man that I have met. Hey, they call him Captain, a wizard, don't forget. CJ Morgan's his name, and he wanted to start a show. So we did. Now you're listening to him on that dang old radio.
It's basketball time. Horns are in the tournament. Matt, did you fill out that bracket I sent you? Did you get that bracket I sent you last night? I sent you a bracket at like 3 a.m. Did you fill it out so we can play? So we can do bracket stuff?
Absolutely did not. I did not know that you... It didn't... It just said bracket. It said brackets for March Madness.
Yeah, did you fill it out?
Well, no, you sent it to me at 3 o'clock in the morning. It says enter this work bracket.
Well, fill it out now. You're gonna lose a few, but at least you might have a chance of beating me if you get them all right, because this is our big sports bet.
This says if you'd like to play, please fill out a bracket and then send $10 to me.
Yeah, send $10 and fill out the bracket.
No.
Yes? Matt, how are you going to participate in work gambling and us on the show going head-to-head against each other?
Can I ask you a question? Why are you awake at 3 in the morning?
Gambling, obviously.
That's the perfect time to gamble. I don't know if you knew that.
Yeah, filling out brackets and doing all that sort of stuff.
A bunch of head-scratchers in the morning. Yeah.
I'm trying to get that DraftKings account, all right? Okay, so you didn't do that.
No, I'm sorry. Generally, if you want me to do something, you're going to need to wait. And sending me something 1 hour before I'm at work is not the best time to send it to me.
See, I thought that was the best because then you see it right away. That's why I don't send Friday evening emails. I send Monday morning emails.
Can I be honest with you? I haven't even opened your email yet, because I knew that yesterday somebody sent out a thing saying, if you want to be in the work bracket place, send me $10. When I just saw CJ Morgan and the exact same title, which is Brackets for March Madness, I assumed it was you you do reply alls all the time. I just assumed it was just you being a jag off and doing a reply all.
It's also frustrating because not enough people do this bracket, so it doesn't make it worth it. You know, if we have 10 people and $10 each.
How about I just give you $10?
Yeah, no, because I want to win the overall pot. Give me $300 and we'll call it even.
I'm saying. Deal? You're trying to recruit me to be in it so that you can win more money, why don't I just give it into guaranteed $10?
No, I don't want $10. I want $300 because I want 30 people to enter and I want to win.
But it's too late. The brackets already were due.
Yeah. You didn't bother to ask me.
Because I know you're going to say $10. Because the last time we did a gambling thing, you were like, I don't want to have to put money down, and that's not fair. I have to pay $5 a week. That's not fair.
That's because you forced me into it. You didn't ask me. I didn't have a choice back then. So.
Well, yeah, because we were doing a whole bit with everyone, and you know, you threw just a temper and you ruined it.
Just say you forgot and you're sorry. It's not that hard.
No, I don't forget. I don't
inquiry,
forgive.
Are we starting today's show with a fight amongst the three of us?
That's what it's all about. It's fighting. It's a battle for
that's
the brackets.
Sports are all about competing.
Hey, Spencer, I'll put $10. How about I give you $20 and you leave me and Spencer alone?
No.
I'm sorry. You leave Spencer and me alone.
All right, give me $20 right now. Pull it out. Anyhow.
That's sexual harassment, and that means that Spencer and I just won $1 million from the company.
Okay, cool. Get behind my student loan debt collectors and medical collectors if you want to try to get that. That's why I got to gamble
just
and get
the
this money.
Company because one of our boss sexually harassed us.
Okay,
again.
Get behind this company and wait for them to make $1 million, and then you're gonna have to part out these mics here. You're gonna be melting a lot of copper if you want to try to get anything out of a radio company besides gambling, which is why I sent you that link and you said no to it. That's very frustrating.
Every time we gamble in the building, one of the owners or the upper management seems to win.
Every single time.
It's like voting in this country. I almost feel like it's not worth it.
You know, it's kind of almost like a meritocracy isn't real. It's straight up an aristocracy.
I will say it's upsetting that every single winner of every single pool we've ever had in this building, the money has gone to somebody who has 4 matching rims, and I think that is unfair.
It's not fair, absolutely. if your rims are matching or you don't have a donut tire on, it's not
your
cool.
Brand new tires even. Jeez,
you know what's even
what's
frustrated?
Like?
If someone might have a spare tire on, but with Mercedes and Lexuses, the spare tire is the same as the other one.
Brand new
what
tire.
Is this?
That's it. The next.
That's not fair.
The next time they ask me here when we do like the yearly check-ins or whatever, they say, "Where do you see yourself in 5 years, I'm going to be like, four matching rims.
Four matching rims and tires, baby. Today is what day is it again?
Did you check the calendar? You just checked the calendar.
I forgot.
You?
I can. Oh, wait, hold on. Today's National Memory Day. Wow. If you have a bad memory, which mine seems to be getting worse. Drugs, alcohol, age, what could it be? Memory is just going away. But it's National Memory Day, where you're encouraged to take steps to help invigorate, engage, and remember. Remember? You should try to remember. As a matter of fact, another fun thing I've been working on for Memory Day, and there are actual apps and journals and stuff you can do this, is not just journaling and writing down and recording your memories for yourself, but for your parents. If your parents are still alive, might not hurt to set up a phone, hit record, and ask them a good story to keep not just memories alive, but pass some stories down to the youth.
CJ, Mom, when did you regret having me? Sorry, I didn't mean to step on you
record.
There, Spence.
CJ, what do you do if you're trying to forget?
Oh, good point.
Yeah, because I feel like those are memories.
Yeah. Now you're talking about National Margarita Day.
Yeah, there you go. That's coming up.
You shouldn't forget because you can't learn from your mistakes in the past. There are no tips here how to improve memory. So,
good luck.
Good luck. I don't have that on this calendar, but
best of luck.
I did learn today, which, you know, today is the greatest. Maybe it's a learning segment. There are four different categories of memory. I think we all know two of them. Short-term memory, which helps recall information for a brief period of time. Short-term memories only last for about 30 seconds. Matt has about 0.0 of that. Spencer, you're pretty close too. Or y'all just don't pay attention to anything I'm saying or doing.
I had a stroke because I work here.
Okay, fair enough. You did have a stroke.
That's actually my working memory, which is the type of memory that involves immediate information that's necessary. So the reason I don't remember is because it's not necessary.
So working memory seems like to be what's happening when you're almost a computer, almost the automatic running sort of thing while you're functioning. Long-term memory, that's the type of memory where information can be recalled longer than 30 seconds. I have a pretty decent long-term memory in some aspects because I grab onto little things. It's almost like you put them in a zip folder and I remember, I'm like, wait a minute, that Longhorn snuff can was on, and then suddenly I remember everything. Like the picture paints itself. Yeah. So it's like it does still exist and compartmentalize and is there. But as you get older, long-term memory starts to fade, as does the reliability of long-term memory, which is why human beings as witnesses and events and stuff like that are so
flawed
because it is very easy to misremember things your way, actually live an experience in that way, but also just completely fabricate or forget. It's easy to influence long-term memory.
Those all the types of memory.
CJ, tell us about the last type of memory, which I'm sure you will enjoy as well.
Sensor memory is pretty awesome. It's
sensory.
A type of memory that helps you go back after a stimulation has ended. Sensory memories obtained by sight, auditory, and touch. One of my favorite things is how smell is tied into memory. No notes on that here.
You've left off the fifth type of memory.
The board game by Milton Bradley?
No, it's when your significant other tells you plans for the weekend and you immediately forget them, and then they tell you a second time and you immediately forget them. The third time, you pretend that you have, and then you have to ask on Saturday, hey, we doing anything today?
Yeah.
That's called a marriage memory, and it gets me in a lot of trouble.
Selective memory, is that one, too. But happy National Memory Day.
Thank you.
If you remember to listen to this podcast later.
I have a list of 10 ways you can use your memory.
Okay, how should I use it?
Traveling.
Remember.
Traveling. That's all it says.
Yeah, traveling.
Here's one. Cooking favorite recipes.
Okay, I'll do that.
Number three, completing puzzles.
No, thank you.
Number four, here you go, singing songs, I guess, from memory, I would assume.
Okay, yeah, that happens.
Number five, play an instrument.
From memory.
Number six, play sports. They really need to help
describe. Yeah, you remember how to ride a bike. Sure.
Number seven, tell stories from our past. There you go. The past is very specifically memory. Celebrate holidays, important events, learn a new skill, or last and definitely least, in my opinion, take a test.
I think the best use of memory.
How dare you ask me to celebrate by taking a test?
You say that, but then that's half the internet is just like, how would you score on the Star Wars quiz? So I think actually we like taking tests. But let's be real. The best use of memory is for making up stuff to win arguments.
Fur babies v. skin babies.
It's time for parent pickup.
It's a very special puppy parent report and the parent pickup all combined into one. And, you know, I am a doggy daddy.
I know. Anytime we talk about anything on Parent Report, you always like to let me know that you do have, you don't have kids, but you do have pets, which is pretty much the same.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, a little more with pets, you got to kind of, babies, you can just kind of put them in a crib. Pets
That's
will
right.
chew
They're
something
super,
up.
Super easy. They're yeah. super easy. Dogs take a lot more attention. Sigh. Here's the deal. I noticed that the pet place here in town that takes in the lost pets and what have you.
Like
pound.
A shelter? Pound?
Yeah.
Okay.
The Austin shelter is looking for folks who can foster animals. They are way overloaded and looking for anybody they can foster or adopt. I did want to put this out, though, because it was perfect timing. The worst breeds... For kids.
Oh, no. Oh,
man, Dachshund's got to be up there in Chihuahua, yeah. which are two of the most favorite cute little dogs.
I was going to say, you get mad at me with this. But,
I thought we were talking about kid breeds.
No. But that's
no,
a great...
No, Elon.
Yeah, it's great. It's a what? Great angle on that. No, I'm going to tell you what are the worst breeds to have around kids. These are the ones that have the tend to have the highest, the highest bite episodes when it comes to kids.
Lots of bites and territorial too.
Well, that has a lot
That's
to do
a big
with it.
Thing.
Some dogs are simply bred. They're bred for reasons.
Hunting.
And they can be great pets and they can have great uses. Just maybe not in all of that. It would be kids. At number 7, and this is a very popular breed with grandparents, and my goodness, does it cause problems when the grandkids come over, but that's the Shih Tzu, or as we call it here in America, the Shih Tzu, which is...
Yeah, they bark, they're loud, and
a
little bitey.
They have a name that's also kind of uncomfortable to say on the radio.
It is. It really is, yeah. isn't it? And I gotta say something. Yeah, only, I think if it was, if they were named Dong Dingers, they would be less uncomfortable than the Shih Tzu.
No, yeah. that's pretty uncomfortable.
I gotta say...
Sitting on this big old thing here,
this is gonna get me in trouble, but I have never... ever met in my entire life a single Shih Tzu that I found to be adorable, kind, pleasant, nice, any of those things.
You just want
to
fight them, don't you? They're rowdy.
They're just demanding. It's a very demanding dog.
High maintenance.
Yeah, but that's way down there. That's 7th on the list. Let's move our way up. Very, very popular dog when it comes to like bros who love the mountains and a Jeep and also a 4Runner and checking out Dave Matthews at Red Rocks. That's the Alaskan Malamute.
Wow.
Great dog to not have in Texas.
Great dog. Very loyal dogs. And especially if you're in a one-on-one relationship, if you're a single person and you got a dog, you'll have a great bonding. You'll have a buddy for the rest of your life. But they tend to love to eat a baby's face. Now, of course, I'm not talking about every single one of them, but you... run a greater risk.
I mean, there is
just be careful.
You know, I get the shames that some dog breeds and different things bring, and I know that I used to have a dachshund, which is the most bitey of all dogs, but I would just retort with my dachshund, if it bites your kid, it's not going to lose half of its face and arm.
Nice. Well done.
Because my little sister got a German Shepherd, and they weren't doing the best job training it at first, and I was a little worried because those dogs need a lot of training. And she's like, well, Miles always bites everyone. I'm like, your dog bites, someone's dead.
Yeah.
So,
let's see. Well, let's see if Miles and the dachshund's on this list.
Let's
Siberian Husky, which is a lot like the Malamute.
Also not
there.
A good dog to have in Texas.
Number 5.
Little hot.
The Pekingese at number 4.
Yeah.
And now let's get up to the top 3, because honestly, these are the dogs that take the medals in
the
child biting, right? So
top 3, here's
the
number
Chow Chow, which raised to be a guard dog and a fight dog, so it doesn't make a huge surprise
My
there.
Grandma had two of those, Sinsin and Michi was so mean.
They're adorable looking
so
dogs.
So they are.
Great looking dogs.
Oh, God, they are. They can.
You know what else
scary.
Is an incredible looking dog? The Akita. The Akita's incredible, and they don't bark, they don't shed quite as much. The Akita, what could possibly go wrong? Well, they were raised to be protectors of their families, and the problem is sometimes when you bring a new child into that, they have zero desire to play with kids. That's the problem. But they're adorable, and they tend to also be right at the same height as a toddler.
Yeah.
That's face
right
on
We've
face.
Had to talk about it. I was like, what if Pickle bites? Like, what if we have a kid, Honey, and Pickle bites? And she's like, well, then we're rehoming Pickle. I'm like, no, we're not.
We're rehoming that kid.
Yeah, we're rehoming that baby.
Well, toss it out.
Let's get to number 1. We can do a little bit of a drum roll. These are described as extremely aggressive, territorial, prone to biting, and this breed shouldn't engage in any kind of roughhousing. They do get injured. They're best for with families that have older kids only and should never be in a house with younger kids. I am, of course, talking about the most vicious of all dog breeds. What is it?
The dachshund.
It's the chihuahua.
Oh, the chihuahua. Over the dachshund.
That's
a surprise. But yeah, they are. They are very much so.
Yeah. People don't like to face this because they're like, but it's tiny. It's cute. It can't possibly. No. The chihuahua, they love to sink a tooth into a human flesh.
Man, I knew you grew up kind of rural, similar to me. Maybe not rural, but I was out on the outskirts of Amarillo. And did you ever have any friends that had any kind of healer mix or cattle dog mix, and you'd go play at their house and dog would always bite your ankle? Yeah, that frightening and frustrating.
No, I did grow up though in Brownsville for a long time, and every single family has a chihuahua because they're a loud guard dog, and they'll let you know if somebody's they would just packs of chihuahuas chasing you.
Dude,
down the
I've been to the valley. There are just dogs have their own society there.
I do,
and you got to respect
world
it.
Is a vampire.
Did you know?
Oh.
We just learned about Jimi Jerkoff, later known as Jimi Hendrix, who was kicked out of the army for doing sort of something like that. Matt, you're going to teach us a few things. What do you know?
Did you know? I've always seen rice growing in what I assumed rice has to grow in water, right? There's rice fields. They're flooded, right?
Yeah.
Sure.
So we all know that, except it's not true whatsoever. Rice doesn't have to grow in water. It just can grow in water.
Huh.
Hear me out. Did you know rice doesn't need all that water, but most things can't grow underwater, so it's used to prevent weeds.
Oh.
It's literally, they flood the field so that other weeds don't grow there, simply because rice can grow in water, but not that it has to grow in water.
That's
it keeps
cool.
the weeds out as a natural weed repellent or whatever. It's natural protection, and then they can go around.
And bugs and stuff, too.
Dude, I thought it was like a natural appearing thing that just grew in water.
Dude, me too. There's no pesticide need.
Did you know? Not a fan of rice.
Really?
Not a rice eater.
How couldn't you be not a fan of rice? It's the least offensive food of all time.
Listen, I'm gonna be honest too. In many ancient studies of the world and the way things grew, one of the reasons Western civilization, all the way from Japan to Europe, thrived more than the Americas was because corn was the staple. Grain here, over there it was rice, and rice is it's better, it's healthier, and it's easier to grow.
How is that helping you defend your not liking rice?
Why do you hate it?
That's why I'm so.
Why do you hate people that eat rice too?
I didn't say that. I just don't like rice. Just not a rice man. It's good for soaking up your goo at the bottom of whatever dish you have, but rice itself, no. It's also annoying to make. I know you just boil it, but
it's just like air. It's like a weird thing. It's like a one slice of bread. It's a weird thing not be into. Like,
no,
it's like,
thank
okay,
you.
Fine, whatever.
No, I'm good.
You're a sauce man. You like all types of sauces, and rice is the perfect
rice
device.
It soaks the sauce.
Yeah.
It does. Yeah.
Gumbo's amazing.
I'll eat around the rice.
Oh, my God.
There's no
God.
Way.
Yeah.
It doesn't even make sense.
I'm ashamed.
Nothing ruins a good bowl of gumbo when someone dumps rice in it. I don't want any peel off.
So with beans and rice, will you eat around the rice?
I don't eat the beans either. I'm not a beanman. Not a rice man, not a beanman.
What is wrong with you? Do you like Tex-Mex at all?
I do. And you know what? Occasionally,
how do you eat Tex-Mex when it's all beans and rice?
Here's the deal. The enchilada gravy will soak into it, and so will the nacho cheese and hot sauce. So it adds. It's a good thing to eat because it has all
so
the other stuff.
So you'll use
it,
rice as a delivery device. But you
precisely.
But you're not going to go order fried rice someplace.
That depends. Sticky rice. I like sticky rice. It's really hard to make, but it's really delicious.
Sticky rice is the only rice dish where all you get is just the rice. Yeah. There's no flavor at all.
It's goo.
That's very bizarre.
It's used for sticky rice soaks up. You make the rice and you get the goo.
I know we're going a long time and saying the word rice over and over again. I'm just very confused.
I don't think you really dislike rice. I think you're lying.
I do too. We've called you a liar to your face.
I think you're trying to be controversial.
Hey, prove it. Get it. Y'all are going to get a bunch of rice dish and be like, let's see if he can resist not eating it. There's a bead of sweat dropping down.
Is it your distaste for rice why you haven't had a wedding ceremony yet?
I don't want to blow up the birds. Yeah. I don't want my rice thrown at me.
I thought for sure you were just going to say move on.
I hate it when I get a HelloFresh recipe when we were doing that and it was like, and now make rice. I'm like,
They tell you exactly how to make the rice so you don't screw
up. I don't want to make it. I don't want to do it.
Well, did you know CJ hates rice and people that eat it and make
I didn't
it
say people that eat it.
And grow it.
Hey, I'm happy people eat it because then I don't have to. Less for me. Good. I don't like rice.
No rice.
Okay. Well,
no beans.
Yeah, no beans. Occasionally, I'm fine with it a little bit and I'll snack on some. But, yeah.
Okay.
You've limited yourself to like two countries you can
ever live in. I've limited myself to not liking sides. Give me the meat. Give me the entree. Give me the real deal. I don't want the side scrap.
Call me when you get to Canada.
Listen, I know it's also a problem because that's why I'm eating all the chips and queso and appetizers and enchiladas, because I'm not filling up on rice and beans. I know that's a mistake. If you eat a bunch of rice, it's better for you. It fills up, and then you're not snacking on crap. It's a problem. But it's a problem I'm going to have to live with the rest of my non-rice-eating life.
Shame.
Yeah, rice sucks.
Did we talk our way out of this entire segment just bitching about rice?
Yep.
Yeah, we did.
Sorry,
everybody. Suck it, rice. I got a parking ticket during South by Southwest. I was so pissed. I'll tell you how I resolved it coming up. But it does turn to something more interesting when you think about parking downtown, especially during big events. Matt, why don't you give us the nice little hot tip of what to do if you have to go downtown, you have to park on the street, you want to avoid a garage or something like that. How do you save money? You park and you get a ticket.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You actually introduced, well, because...
Well, you just get the ticket?
Yes.
Well,
if you pay early, it's 15. If you pay early online, it's 20. If you actually go and pay your court date, it's 25. How much is it to park in a garage?
$30.
You get that ticket... That's one ticket. You're there all day. Let's say you pay the parking meter. If you stay until it ends at midnight or whatever, you're going to go anywhere from $15 to $30 there. It's going to be $50 to park in some garages. But if you get a street spot, you get a ticket, you're only at $25, maybe $15 if you pay early. You're there all day.
It's also dependent on you getting caught and ticketed, which certain areas you absolutely will. There's no way you're going longer than about 30 minutes in certain areas. But I have found that other areas... see the parking police far less often. The other thing that I've learned is anytime they're doing construction, a lot of times they have to take down the usual parking signs. It's become really advantageous. Recently, I was parking in the Mueller District. I found it's about a 3 cars length that is free. If it's not signed and there's no signs there, they can't give you a ticket. And so I've a pretty good... And remember, my first job in this city, first job when it was driving delivery, which meant that I was a hotshot delivery. I mean, we had a company that delivered stuff, but I had my own car, and I was sent when something was missing or something had to be to somewhere in under like 10 minutes.
Whoa.
And I got really good at finding out where every parking spot
every
in
little
the city
nook and
is.
Cranny.
Every nook and cranny.
At some point with the radio station, I kind of did too, but all the constructions changed that. But I'm learning again. But here's the deal. I was always scared to get a parking ticket because in San Marcos, they were $60. And on your third ticket, you would get towed. Mm-hmm. So it was a little more so obviously at a college, university, it's going to be tough.
Keep in mind, 3 tickets in the city, you're still getting booted. And that's an important lesson for people, my wife, to learn is that you can still get the 3-ticket problem and you need to get those paid right away.
Not to mention, I'm talking about parking around the city of Austin. If you illegally park around campus, like if you're going to UT Game, the Moody City, if you're on campus, you're effed. That is...
Well, remember, too,
more expensive, dangerous.
And when you're
beast.
Downtown, there's an area that DPS patrols that is controlled
the
by
Capitol,
the state, and that is a very different ticket as well.
Now,
so know where you are.
It is a good idea. I like it, Matt. I'm excited. Only pay $15 to park all day if you pay early. But here's my problem, why I refrain from doing it, is because I forget. And if you forget, then you suddenly come warrant roundup day, you have a $100 bill you got to pay.
And this is why I bring
it's
this up, because I accidentally... hipped my wife to this idea one time or something.
Yeah,
and
don't
so
do that with her.
She was like, oh, I got this $25 ticket that I've got to pay. And I was like, well, please do. And that became a whole different scenario.
How strange that even as you're technically breaking some sort of law, you got to be responsible about it. You know what I mean?
Also, you know,
got to be careful.
I believe in responsible rule breaking. It's how I've lived my entire life.
I don't want to be that cliche sort of husbandy man thing, but you know what I've started doing? If my fiance gets a ticket or a toll bill, I just pay it. And you know, maybe if it's enough, I'll put it on the Excel sheet and we'll split it when the mortgage or rent comes due. But yeah, Matt, you got to do that. You cannot trust your wives to pay their damn tickets.
Well,
you can't trust that bitch to do nothing with money. You got to do it yourself.
Thank you, hee-haw.
No need for that accent or that language.
Oh,
mister.
Okay. But it's been a... a tough lesson for me to learn over the years. So now I just try to avoid getting a ticket. But I ended up getting a ticket, and I was so pissed because I paid $14. I fed the meter. It was during South By. It's on East 6th Street. I go back, and there, every car on the street has a ticket. And I'm like, oh, they were out. And then I realized, wait a minute, it says 5:08. I paid till 6. Granted, it was like 6:14. So I was like, right, man, I'm 15 minutes late, and I got a ticket. But I look, and I'm like, they gave me a ticket an hour ago.
Right.
This is BS. And then I'm talking to everyone. I'm like, they're idiots. They screwed up. The how city of Austin is it?
Uh-oh.
How goddamn city of Austin is it to pass out tickets? Like, and I saw the meter people. It's like, I'm going to go ask them, like, hey, I paid on the meter. Do you not know this? And right, throw it at them. And
then I got a funny feeling.
And then I sent a snarky email to the court right, and, you know, sent my receipts and all that. I'll tell you what happens coming up.
Plus, okay.
Plus, besides parking tickets, there's another big scam that just got handled in Austin. Hang around. It's the CJ Morgan Show. I was so pissed when I got a parking ticket because I didn't try to do the little scam we just talked about, which is you eat the ticket and then it saves you the 50 or 25 of having to park in a garage.
Right.
Problem is you might forget that you got that ticket and then come round up or you're eventually booted. I got the ticket. I was frustrated because when I wanted to rip it up and throw it at the parking people, but then I realized it's just two 25-year-old kids in vests that have a City of Austin job.
Right.
It's literally just their job.
Yeah.
And if they don't enforce and put tickets out, they're going to have some hard ass that's yelling at them. So I didn't. I was frustrated. I'm like, I'm going to email. There's an email here. I'm going to do that. I was mainly frustrated because, one, I had paid the stupid meter using my app, and it cost me $15, and they ticketed me an hour before my meter expired. The next thing that was kind of frustrating about it was that, like, from all appearances when I was looking into it, I'm like, I'm going to have to go to court. Like, either I pay this online or I go to court. And the problem I've had with getting a ticket with the City of Austin in the past is maybe they fixed it, but they're pay online system didn't quite work.
Wow.
So the only way I could pay the ticket was to appear. And you think I appeared?
No,
I forgot.
Yeah, of course you did.
Of course. Luckily, I had a paper plate tag on my car. More on that coming up in a little bit on the CJ Morgan Show. But anyhow, I sent a letter to the, or an email. I sent my quote unquote receipts and got an automated reply. And then one of the like assistant judges that handle this emailed back Monday, and I was like, oh, that's great. And I sent them all the stuff. They showed me where to get the proper verification receipt to send it to them. And I was frustrated, and I wanted to kind of take them to task and be like, you know, it's kind of messed up that I have to do all this. Luckily, thankfully, it's dismissed, and I don't have to go to court, and I don't have to pay money. But it's frustrating, because even if I did go to court and have to get it dismissed in court, like if I didn't do it early enough,
right,
you got to pay a court fee. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, if you go to when you show up to court, you pay a court fee just to have it like heard, even if it's dismissed.
Okay, didn't know that.
Yes. Anyhow,
this all got worked out, and you don't even have to pay the ticket?
Yeah, it all got worked out, and basically they said what happens is, you know, they scan and they do the thing, and if the license plate doesn't match the what's in the system, then, you know, they give you a ticket for failure to display. So it's not just about having a ticket, and she said make sure you update your license plate in the app as soon as possible.
That's why you were taking an hour before.
Because I had flipped two letters and realized that. And
I thought this might have been a spring forward thing that you didn't realize it was.
No, this was just you and your big fat fingers.
After spending a week bitching about how dumb the city of I and how bad, we can't even figure out parking tickets. We can't even figure out an app. They got swindled by a stupid QR code, and now they're It was all my fault.
Oh, no.
It was absolutely
my own fault.
Yeah.
Okay, this is a really big moment. Because I've known you for a long time.
Yeah.
And you had an issue. You woke up. You took care of the issue. You worked your way through the issue. And you resolved the issue all on your own weeks before the deadline.
And I wasn't being a Richard Nixon.
Can I just say, Congratulations, yeah. dude.
Thank
You're
you.
All grown up.
Yeah, I know.
This is a real sign. Growing up, people are like, oh, that you're married, you're an adult. No, you can get married at 15. Oh, you bought a house. Oh, everybody's got a house. you there's so many things you can do.
Come on.
I'm telling you, how you know that you've become an adult is when, like, currently right now, I don't have, knock on wood, any... What are the companies that come after your money because you have
credit collections?
I don't have any collection companies calling me or writing me right now. It's because I've finally become a grown-up.
It's the first time ever. And this is just listen to how I used to handle this sort of thing. I got a ticket and towed when I was in college because we were doing a thing where we would play Ultimate Frisbee at night. But we would put cones down where the Board of Regents, like we'd put cones down and cone off spots. And my buddies would throw them in the back of my truck. But one day, they saw them doing it. They saw I had coned off a spot parked there. They ticketed and towed me. So after I got my truck out of Hawk, I was like, all right, I'll show them. I parked in the chief of police's spot in front of the Amarillo College police station, which was, you know, on campus.
Right.
And I was told that if you put your emergency brake on and turn your wheel all the way and lock it, they won't be able to tow you.
Yeah, that's made up.
No, they towed me right away.
Yeah.
And it was very expensive.
Yeah.
But that's a, like, I'll show them. Well, and then it just makes it worse on me.
Yeah.
Hey, I've grown up. Spring breakers get busted. It's coming up on the internet.
The internet has never been so easy.
The internet. Yeah, welcome to the internet where we got a great video. Sometimes police wear body cams to record their activities so it can be used in defense of themselves or perhaps to investigate wrongdoings. But occasionally body cams are great for going viral online. Can I show you a couple hanging out on a beach during spring break?
Show us.
And just wait till the end. Wait till the end.
Okay.
But here they are asleep.
What's up, guys? Sheriff's office. Time to wake up. Yep, time to wake up, guys. Hey.
Sheriff's
office, wake up. Tell me where your kids are.
Said, tell me where your kids are.
Seven, eight.
All right, so I'm going to pause it real quick. They got drunk and passed out, a couple.
Yeah.
Their kids are gone, so...
I thought these were spring breakers, like this was going to be college students.
Right.
And when they were like, wake up, I thought they were faking being asleep because maybe they had been canoodling or something. And
no,
the sheriff was going to be like, you guys can't touch each other's bits out here on the street. This got really sad in a hurry.
Hey.
Also, this guy has a giant... cross tattoo, and I don't think Jesus wants you to sleep. Look, they're at the beach. They have a 7 and an 8-year-old, and they're next to the world's largest drowning factory.
Well, now they're cuffed next to the sheriff's truck.
Well, I'm sure when they open the door to the truck, that's where the kids are. I'm sure that's how they found these parents.
Hey, great news. The video keeps giving.
Oh.
He is handcuffed, and what is he doing?
Is that
he's
a vape?
Hitting his vape in front of... Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
He's handcuffed, but he somehow reached into his back pocket, found his vape, is bringing it up to his mouth. But we can see that because he must be, what, 4, maybe 3 feet away from another officer who has a running camera?
Let's keep going.
What happened to your hand?
It's work.
Work?
Yeah. Something we know about.
Oh, well, you know the... cops, you're a head. This lady is the only person that's been nice. Him, everybody else has been dickheads.
Well, she's
so
she's
now good. His old ladies and him are arguing,
but they're right next to the cop.
Yeah. So now they're getting into it, and eventually, I want
the
you
mouth
to
on that mama.
Let's keep rolling because it keeps giving.
So now we both go to fucking jail.
Oh, she's mad at... Look at her.
She's mad at him. She's like, this is your fault.
How could you let us fall asleep like that?
She looks like fun, though. She has that look.
By the way, folks, I would like to reveal that as this gentleman has turned, the giant Christian cross tattoo he has in between his pectoral muscles is still there. But we have now revealed that on another one of his pectoral muscles... he has his baby's footprints tattooed onto his chest.
And mind you, the reason the sheriffs were called was because these two got drunk, passed out at the beach, and their kids wandered off. Anyhow, let's resume. We're back. He is handcuffed in front of a truck. She is handcuffed and getting put in the vehicle. Let's resume.
Can
Okay? Got it?
We got it right! What was he thinking?
He was like...
He knocked himself out.
He hit his...
Call an ambulance, please.
He found the sand and passed out.
Hey.
Yeah, he took off running.
He's like, they're not going to get my vape.
He's hammered. He's hammered. He's running with his hands behind his back.
And keep in mind, the reason we're seeing all this so well is because there's an officer right in front of him, like right in front with the body. You want to see him run one more time?
Well, what's great is his toe catches the sand. It trips him. And when it does, his jaw hits the sand and it just knocks him out cold.
Why am I so into his girl, though?
Well, two reasons. One,
she's tattooed.
Well, she's a
crazy,
and she doesn't have a lot of clothes on.
I mean, sometimes look, there's a weird thing that happens inside of us. It's gross, I know, but sometimes having a girl who's just a bad girl is kind of
also,
it's like, why do cats love a ball of foil?
Plus, she's like mad at him, and you could just swoop in and be like, yeah, I would never lose our kids. You know what I mean?
Oh, no, that's not what I'm thinking at all.
Don't say that, but
you want to lose a third one?
Here he goes. He's thinking about it. He looks to see, and he's gone.
Still funny the second time.
They catch him almost immediately. Does anyone else feel bad, though, for that cop who just stood right next to him and just doesn't feel seen at all?
Be kind of quiet real quick. Don't laugh, because I want you to hear what the other people around are saying.
Okay.
Everyone is gathered around, and they're all laughing at him. It makes it so much worse. Oh, hey, don't run from the cops. Don't fall asleep on the beach drunk without your kids. And you know what? I'm going to find that girl, and Matt, I'm going to save her.
You can save her, dude. You can save her.
An organized criminal empire has just been busted in Austin.
Yeah.
I misread that. It's an organized criminal enterprise. I was hoping for empire. We haven't had a good one since, what was it, the Yassine brothers that owned all the bars downtown back in the day?
Yeah,
restaurants, and they were like just moving tons of heroin and molly. Like, it was legit, massive, mobster-style organized crime. It was great. Shout out to the Yassine brothers. Hope they're doing well.
This one isn't nearly as good if it's the one I'm thinking of that I read about. Yeah, is this about the paper tags and the inspection stickers?
Absolutely. So essentially what they had were a bunch of those paper tags, which you get from dealers when you get a new car. Now, recently they've updated them to be metal or hard plastic, but still, whatever this organization was, they were cranking out tons of fake ones.
Yeah.
And so people had ghost cars. They could drive through toll roads, commit crimes, blah, 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 give them to dangerous people. But what's insane to me is how many people they had on the inside. People, actually government employees. They had state and people that ran, you know, shops that did state inspections. Man. People from the place that manufactured these. They had people at dealerships giving out the numbers and info. Like, it was well set up.
It was a network. Tell us more, CJ. I'm actually just first hearing about this.
I think they got a little too big. They got a little too big for their britches.
Everybody wants a taste, and when everybody wants a taste, it gets harder to be part of your well-organized criminal machine.
The more people know is the problem, too. That's why the big thing is compartmentalization. Like, if we were going to have a criminal empire, Spencer, whatever your job and what you were working on, Matt would know about that. Same with Matt and you. Everyone would have a different one.
Sure.
And then the orders would never come from the top. It would always, you know, vaguely come from someone else. Compartmentalization is important. Also, not to go too big. When my dad used to deal drugs, he had a clear rule. Your buddy doesn't come over. I don't know your buddy. I don't like your buddy, your wife, your friend. Your friend doesn't come over. Yeah. I'm not meeting. I'm not selling to your friend.
Well, and my buddies created a master key for all of the lockers in our high school.
I remember this.
There was just like there's only like four of us that had them, and boy, did we have a blast. We didn't even steal anything. We just would mix people's lockers up, stuff like that. People thought there was a ghost in the school.
The perfect crime.
But one of us decided to start making keys for other friends as well. And that's when our organized crime syndicate fell apart.
You know, the fame got to your head. I just told the story of me getting towed in junior college because we would cone off parking spots for like six of us.
Right.
And that's usually what they do if they had meetings.
Yeah.
Well, what happened is other buddies started getting involved and realizing we were doing it, and they would throw the cones. And when you expand like that, you're bound to get caught. You're bound to get busted. And that's what happened. The fraudulent temporary tags, usually used to mask criminal activity, essentially, so like I said, they're ghost cars. You can't see them. You can't see where they're coming from. And this has been an issue that I think for 5 months they've been investigating.
It's been a while. But it's begun a growing problem. A lot of it, too, is that this state switched to just letting you print your own stuff at home. I mean, it still had to be assigned to you, but you could print whatever. You could put a tag on your car. You could then take that car. You could commit a robbery, and it was really hard then to track down any information on the car that was part of the robbery.
And a lot of people could pay for it via Cash App and just get ones if they just needed one, but they ended up busting the place. Look at it. It's out in what looks like a junkyard.
Hell yeah.
Very crime vibes.
Sounds exactly like the place it should be.
They found firearms, fraudulent inspections.
You're showing me a picture that looks like the hero photo on the Netflix app when you're getting ready to watch a documentary about an organized crime group. Do you know what I mean? That's literally what that photo looks like.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. KXAN has the full story about the thing, but it's pretty rad. And I think they ended up finding out about it in weird ways. Like, there were some tips. They were trying to make too much money. But then just driving by the location, it was like a closed dealership that had like a ton of U-Hauls out front that were used for other things. Like, stuff just didn't add up. With the location. So they got busted. And I got to say, you know, I miss having some good criminal organized crime empires here in the city. We need to find out what the next scam is and get in on it.
The next organized crime is still us just stealing some of the old leftover beverages from the prize closet.
Yeah.
There's some old, you know, like seltzer water in there from the tailgates.
Yeah, taking the DVDs that we give away at events to Walmart and getting a $5 gift card.
Hell yeah.
That's our grift.
You may roll your eyes at his antics, but we know you're still listening. The CJ Morgan Show on 101X.